على 09709 من أي تليفون أرضي أو 5600 من أي محمول، وخليك قبل الكل ونزل واسمع أغاني مسلسل نور. كلمنا على 09709 أو 5600.
Ramadan Kareem from 104.2 Nile FM.
She's a good girl, bells in mouth, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and a boyfriend too, yeah, yeah. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and I'm free, free falling, falling. All the vampires walking through the valley, they move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the girls are home with broken hearts. And I'm free, free falling, falling. Now I'm free, free falling, falling, free falling, free falling, free falling. I want a free fall out into nothing. Oh, I'm gonna leave this world for a while. Now I'm free, free falling, falling. Now I'm free, free falling, falling.
Falling, the live version right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That going out to Sika and the 10 other million people that decided to request that this evening. I always get a lot of requests for that one. But if I play that one, then I can't play the other John Mayer song that I like, because then it would just be all about John Mayer. And of course, it's all about your request at 616.
Wasn't this the guy that Jack yesterday, Zach was saying? No, it wasn't Zach. It was Khaled Matar. Uh-huh. He was saying his name was John Major. And then he was like, no, it's John Mayer. See, my music knowledge is on the way up.
He was dating Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, that's not good for me.
You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. In the studio with me tonight, Marwa Raqqa, my relationship guru. And we're talking about lying.
Yeah,
we've been talking about.
So we went through the types of liars. We went through.
Now we're talking about the reasons why people lie.
Yeah, the first one, that is to avoid punishment, and this is the first thing that we learn when we're young. You lie to avoid punishment. Did you take this? No. Did you do this? No. So you're trying to avoid harm or punishment, and that's why you lie. The second one, I think this kicks in when we're beginning like the teenage phase, and this is to seek approval. where you want people to like you and you want people to approve of something that you're saying or that you're doing. You want to create this favorable image and you want people to like you, and you don't like the true you, so you seek approval this way. The other one, I think you begin doing that when you start having your first or second maybe relationship, and that is to maintain privacy, to maintain this sense of independence, freedom, autonomy, that people are not controlling you. All the whys and the wheres and the hows and the what kind of questions, you just try to avoid them. So you lie and you tend to deceive when you're trying to maintain that sense of privacy. So it's like, did you see that person? No, I haven't. It's not because it's a bad thing or you're avoiding punishment or you're seeking approval. It's just you're maintaining and protecting your privacy. And then there is avoiding conflicts, and this is where people avoid confrontation altogether. And conflicts are very damaging for any relationship. And we've talked before about communication and how to use that to resolve a conflict. And then we have the other thing, that is regulating power. And in a relationship, there is power difference. So, for example, with the social side of the relationship, maybe the woman would have the upper hand or more power. So in this case, the person with the least power or the lower power would lie or go for deceiving. And that is like to try to balance things or try to gain power or try to prove that they exist or they have a say in things. So whatever the rule is, the person who lacks power in any given situation is more likely to lie in order to influence the outcome. And I think in a bit, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
I'm reading SMSs, sorry.
Okay, so we're going to go for discovering the truth later on.
That'll work. All right, we do need to kick off hour number two. Keep those requests coming in at 6163. The show's all about love dedications and love requests, and that is exactly what we play. All right, here's hour number two right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2, Nile FM.
On the way, music from Nadia Ali, also Aerosmith, Ronan Keating, and your requests. Keep them coming in, 6163, or give us a call at 38555055. Kick off hour number two, it's Lenny Kravitz right here on Cairo's number one.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one going out to SMSer 2616. Want to remind you, too, a lot of people who get in touch with us at this program do not have a nickname on the board. And it's really easy for us to communicate with you if we know who you are. So all that you need to do is type in N-I-C-K, leave a space, the name you would like to have, and then send it off to 6163. And then we know who you are. Don't type anything after the nickname that you'd like to have, though, or that's going to be your nickname for eternity, and you don't want that to happen. N-I-C-K, leave a space, the nickname you'd like to have, then send it off to 6163. It's 11:11 across Cairo, and you're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Mara Racha. We're talking about lying tonight and how it affects relationships.
All right, I'll start by replying to Big Reef. Big Reef is saying, million-dollar question, is Marwa married? If she isn't, then how could she say she's a relationship guru? Second, how come she talks about lying and cheating? All right, Big Reef, I'm not married, and I don't call myself relationship guru. Aaron says that, and I'm a writer, and I have zillions of articles. They're all about society, about relationships, about men and about women. So you don't need to be married to notice those things.
Right.
And you don't need to be married to have relationships. And you don't need to be married to understand what lying is and what cheating is. You can have your own experiences. You can watch other people's experiences. You can read books. You can do your own research and internet and stuff. So I don't know, Big Reef. I don't think I'm a guru, that's Aaron saying that. I think I'm just a girl who's had a lot of experiences and is trying to share knowledge with as many people as possible. So why don't you send us your feedback about lies and liars and your own experience with that?
All right. You need to say what's up to Abdallah, Rasputin, Insomnia, Broken Heart, Nice Guy, Dodi, Rafi, Shireen.
T-Montana.
T-Montana. It's hard sometimes when they don't have nicknames, because then I can tell who it is. Summer, Rhythms, Amadea, Sarah, J.I. Yeah, get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, and like I said, get registered for a nickname so we can get in, you know, kind of know who you are when you get in touch with us.
Yep.
All right, when we left off, we were talking about reasons people lie.
Yeah, so the first reason is invasive questions, and they have a direct relationship with lying. And Oliver Goldsmith says, ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. And sometimes people, when they feel trapped, when they feel that they're being cornered, they begin acting in a very deceptive or elusive way, if you want to call it that. So when you feel that somebody's invading your privacy and they're crossing a line, you just resort to lying because you feel that this is an interrogation. And the funny thing is, even in like police stations, when somebody is interrogating someone, they wouldn't ask you directly. They would go for like indirect questions to get the truth out of you. So that was the first thing, invasive questions. The second thing is attachment styles. Now, attachment styles, that's very interesting. Now, there's a grid for what kind of person are you and how do you get attached to your partner. So this is like basically beliefs about intimacy and how they often like influence lying and deception and so on. So if you're a secure person, and that means that you're confident in yourself and that you're confident in your partner and you don't have any issues with that, at the time, you are most likely to tell the truth. And you're not worried about your partner's reaction, and you're not worried about your image because you're comfortable with yourself and you're comfortable with your partner.
Right.
Then you have the second type, and this is the anxious or preoccupied individual. And this person, they have some self-confidence, but they have zero confidence in their partner. And they are most likely to lie to their husband or wife out of the fear of being rejected. And they do that to please their partner. And they just say what the partner wants to hear, and that's it. Then there's the worst type, and this is like the cold partner or the dismissing partner. This is someone who is detached, who is aloof. And the best way for them to keep this person away and to drive them away is to lie. They just want distance and space at any cost, so they would lie to avoid this intimacy or closeness. So this is how attachment styles like affect deception and lying. And then there's the other thing is the partner's expectations. All right, now, I'm in a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? What did you do?
I forgot to hit play.
Thought something was wrong.
No.
All right,
there's something wrong. It's called me. I'm wrong today. All right.
It's okay. So in this relationship, the guy looks at me with his beautiful eyes and he says, "You're my hero." Now this is a lot of expectations. When somebody says that you're my hero, it kind of puts you on a pedestal.
Right.
And it kind of makes you like you're immune and you're not allowed to make mistakes and you're not allowed to change things and to like break rules and stuff like that. And that's a lot. So sometimes when the partner is afraid that they would not meet those expectations, they would lie. When you're afraid that you're not going to live up to your partner's expectations, you would try to hide it or lie about it to avoid disappointment. So they try to cover up a mistake, or they try like to go for the second option, which is basically, I'm just making it prettier because mm-hmm. they have expectations.
Right. And we'll talk more about this around the corner. We actually did get a question. Please give me the boundaries of white lies, and should you use a white lie to protect your relationship?
Coming up.
Yeah, we will answer that on the way. Also, Ronan Keening will be going out to Shireen this evening. Keep those requests coming in at 6163 on the SMS. Remember, the show is all about love requests and love dedications. Right now, though, Amira got in touch, said I want to hear Ramon after, I almost said after tonight. It's called Tonight, Having Issues, and Cairo's number one at Music Station 104.2, Now the Fan.
Never took the train alone. She hated being on her own. She always took me by the hands and say she needs me. She never wanted love to fail. She always hoped that it was real. She'd look me in the eyes. Nothing left to say, then something's wrong.
Track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
905-205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar Line.
The Superstar Line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Ramadan Kareem from 104.2 Nile FM.
I hope you'll never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leads you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. When everyone don't close, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice, sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart lead you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or to dance, I hope you dance.
I hope you dance right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Marwa, I know you know absolutely nothing about music, but that song was actually done by another artist before Ronan Keating performed it. A country artist.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just sharing.
Okay.
Leanne Womack performed it. That's where the song came from. So if you want to hear another version of that song, you can look up Leanne Womack. I like that. I like Ronan Keating. I actually like that version, but Leanne Womack's voice is really beautiful.
Play for us tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. It's 11:25 across Cairo. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Erin, in the studio with me every Monday, Marwa Racha. We're talking about lying tonight.
Yep, and we were talking about why people lie, and we've covered invasive questions where people just become too nosy. And we've talked about attachment styles and how attached your partner is to you. We've talked about expectations and how they can influence people. Mm-hmm. And now we're about to talk about how your partner would react to the truth, and that is reacting poorly or what. So some people react like they're very reasonable and calm, and they understand and they ask questions and they try to see where you're coming from. So they're trying to, like, so to speak, put themselves in your shoes. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, some people react very poorly when they're told something that is unpleasant. They could become aggressive, they can yell, they can make a scene or give the cold shoulder or walk away or withdraw. You have different reactions. So when you have a spouse and you know that they're going to react in a bad way, you just stop telling them the truth. And that's one of the major reasons that people lie. And then there's another one, and this one is a twisted one, and that is the lack of trust. So let's walk this bit by bit.
Okay.
First of all, trust is essential in a marriage or a relationship. And it is impossible to have a close or an intimate relationship with a person when you don't trust them.
Right.
And trust basically involves you knowing that your partner has your best interests at heart. And it is very, very hard to feel safe and secure when you're involved with someone who might betray your trust. So far, it makes sense and it's very logical. But then the other thing is, people have this tendency to get even or to reciprocate, so to speak.
Right.
So if you feel that your partner is betraying your trust, you would naturally want to get even. And if you say, okay, so they weren't honest with me, why would I be honest?
Right.
And this is a pitfall in a lot of relationships. He lied, I'm going to lie too. She cheated on me, I'm going to cheat too. He hurt me, I'm going to hurt him as well. And it's a vicious cycle that leads us nowhere. So that is the worst reason for lying. Coming up, how to tell the truth.
Good, we need some of that, right?
How to tell the truth.
Yeah. On the way, music from Sting by request. 6163, that's how you get in touch. SMS us the songs you would like to hear. Show's all about love requests and love dedications. Want to remind you, too, if you have a relationship issue and you want to get in touch and you need some help with the situation, you can get in touch with Marwa at her website. It's MARWARAKHA.com. We did have a question earlier, and I want to address this before we go to the break.
Yeah, let's do that. Hathout,
yes.
And he's asking the boundaries between a white lie and a black lie, and sometimes people use white lies to protect the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I know a lot of people are going to hate me for saying that,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes, all right, in a relationship, let me start from the beginning. This is hard.
Okay.
All right, in relationships, you need to balance the white lies and the truth. Because sometimes, okay, let's say I walk in here mm-hmm. dressed up with Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
And I would look at Aaron and say, so Aaron, do I look good? And then she'd say, yeah, you look fine. And then I say, okay, because Aaron, after we're done here, I'm going out with my boyfriend. And then Aaron would have this look of like, maybe you would want to change.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to intentionally hurt someone's feelings. It's the old saying, hey, do these jeans make my butt look big? And you say no, and then, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Exactly. So in a relationship, you try to balance those things, because being over blunt would make you insensitive. Sometimes you need to have this, like, as long as it doesn't hurt the partner, as long as him finding out or her finding out does not hurt you or does not hurt the relationship, then it's fine. So let's go back to the boundaries.
Okay.
Now, if it's a white lie, like, did you eat today, and you say no when you did, that's a stupid lie. But if it's something that you're doing to try to avoid hurting that person's feeling, that you know this is a sensitive issue, then
right.
I think it would be okay. You need to balance that. But being absolutely honest, bitterly, horrendously honest, could cause a problem. I hope you're fine.
We have this horrible chair in the studio that when you sit in it, if you move the wrong way, you fall on the floor. And that almost just happened to our friend who's sitting in the studio.
Yeah. Our friend nearly just fell.
I should have warned you about that. I apologize. All right, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. Sarah got in touch and said, hey, I want to hear some Aerosmith. It's Don't Want to Miss a Thing right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and
I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
أرضي على 093-355 ونزل على تليفونك أحلى وأقوى الأغاني والنغمات.
Hey, it's Ian from Nile on Demand, brewed by Beano's Cafe. You know, everybody's doing little skits or singing songs for these Ramadan greetings, so I thought I would do some magic and cut my assistant in half. What do you mean, no? You said you'd do it. Like 3 days ago, that's when. Oh, whatever. Ramadan Kareem from everybody at Nile FM to you and your family.
Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
The Police wrapped around your finger right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned in to After Dark. It's 11:41. Want to thank you so much again for joining myself and Maro Raka tonight. We're talking about lying, and when we left off,
we were talking about why people lie. And the last thing that I said, I was answering Hathout's question, and that was basically, what are the boundaries of a white lie? And I said that we need to balance between white harmless lies, because sometimes they help the relationship, and between lying that would actually damage the relationship. And the SMS board is like full of SMS messages with people saying, no, we don't agree, a lie is a lie.
Right.
Now, that looks very good on the SMS board. But in real life, that doesn't work, because we started off this show saying that everybody lies. And we started off this show by also saying that among the types of liars is the pulpit liar, where this is a guy that does not practice what he preaches. So I could just sit here and I could say no, and lying is bad, and don't do this, and it's bad, and there is nothing called a white lie and a colored lie, and they're all black and they're all bad. But in relationships, sometimes you need that. So if I walk up to Erin and she says, like, how do you feel today? And then she says, I feel okay, because she doesn't want me to invade her privacy. That's not a lie. She just has her reasons. Or if a man, you know, like, asks his wife, where were you? And she was with a friend somewhere and he shouldn't know about it. It's just one of those things that happen. And you have to leave it to yourself and to your judgment to decide what would damage the relationship and what would not. And it is so easy and it's so ideal to say a lie is a lie. But that doesn't work in real life. It's like, it can go from simple stuff like compliments to very complicated stuff. So the best judge here would be, is this going to damage the relationship or is it going to benefit the relationship? Is it going to strengthen the trust or is it going to end the trust? So, I don't know. What do you think, Erin?
About what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm learning in my life that it's just not good to lie at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you break someone's trust, you can't get it back unless you really, really work at it. And it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put yourself in a position where you have to lie, it's equally as bad.
Yeah. Now, that one is really, really correct. Don't put yourself in a position where you have to lie. All right. So let's go back to our last part, and that is when you decide to tell the truth. And that is difficult.
It is difficult.
Yeah. All right. Why did I choose this topic today? I don't like this topic.
It's kind of depressing, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, we talk about happy things like puppies.
Puppies,
kittens,
yeah.
And rainbows.
Yeah. I'll talk about kittens. I have cats. I love cats. All right, so when you decide to come clean, and that takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength and a lot of integrity, because you've decided that you're not going to hide anything and that you want to earn that person's trust and respect. So the first thing is time and setting. And the rule would say do this in private and when your partner has time to cope with the information. Don't do that in haste. Don't do that when someone is busy or when someone is in a bad mood or having a bad day. So you need to pick up a time when your partner can reach out to others for support. Don't go for a time when your partner is totally isolated, his friends are away, and his family I don't know where, and he can't reach out to anyone, and just throw that in the middle of the night when someone is on his way to work or they're not ready for it. Just try to find the right time and the right setting.
We do have a few more that we want to share with you.
Yep.
We're going to go back to the music and then we'll come back and wrap up this list.
Okay.
And we'll be closing out the show shortly as well. Did have a request for some country music, and one of my favorite country artists of all time is Garth Brooks. It's called To Make You Feel My Love, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
When the rain's blowing in
face, and the whole world is on your case. I would offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. The evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. No, you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. Known it from the moment that we met, there's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There ain't nothing that I make you feel my highway of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free, but you ain't seen nothing like me yet. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the end of the earth for you, make you happy, make your dreams come true, to make you feel my love.
Shakira track playing through your phone?
Yeah, and everyone can download them by calling 09000-110.
Everyone?
Yes, if you're a fan of Shakira, just call the Superstar line at 09000-110.